Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Tuesday edition? Not the same as all the editions, because it's Tuesday edition. Good, the bad, and the dumb. The good of the day, Ron Culver.
The good of the day. This might be a new trend starting.
Yes.
And I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of nervous at the same time. I hope it doesn't get too outlandish.
Okay.
But the Rams have a different draft room this year. Draft war room, I should say.
Oh, do they now?
Yes. They have rented a house in Malibu.
Why wouldn't they? Yes.
And they got a sponsor. It's the Rocket Mortgage Draft Room.
How great is that?
I want to get it correct because I don't want to misspeak on the Rocket Mortgage Draft House.
So Sean McVay and the group is in this beautiful Malibu house.
Yes, but they're not staying there because there's a contest for one lucky person to bring himself and three other individuals, and they will get to stay in the house.
Oh, they're not going to do the draft from there.
No, they are. And they will watch the draft live in person, probably behind a barrier, because these guys got to work hard. Their outdoor TV overlooking the pool, infinity pool, which overlooks the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, very nice. All right, so I was confused when you said they're not staying there. Who's not staying at the house?
Probably the coaches.
Coaches,
they're using that kind of like as an office. They're going to drive to that office and then, you know, do their draft and then go home for all 3 days. But there's a contest where people actually, you know, one lucky person to bring three individuals to stay in the house.
So the three individuals will get to live there for the draft weekend.
Yes.
But the team is coming in and out.
The team will be coming in and out.
Okay, that makes sense.
I have to imagine. I don't think the house is that big.
They're not going to mingle with the average.
No.
Like, they're not going to share.
I mean, they probably will. You know, Sean McVay will probably come over and chit-chat with them during the time. And, you know, but one lucky Rams fan will get the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's without question.
But taking it to a larger extent thing, because we're all used to stuffy boardrooms. You know, we've always seen the photos of the draft war room or videos of draft war room. Like, here's the Chiefs in their draft war room
right.
on draft night. And then remember we saw Sean McVay last year in the pandemic and we saw, or was it Sean McVay or Cliff Kingsbury?
I think it's Cliff Kingsbury here, that beautiful house.
Yeah. Maybe
it
was
McVay
him.
McVay was in his house too. And it's pretty nice.
Right. So maybe that kind of started that, you know, what we can do, we can build this up a little bit.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones
was on a yacht.
I mean, yes.
Why not?
So, I mean, is this going to become a trend now? Instead of having that stuffy boardroom, it's like, well, let's represent our fine city as best we can.
I think it's a smart thing to do.
I mean, you should see this house. I mean, you should see the views from this house. They have that, like, big backyard, big screen that's underneath an overhang.
Yeah.
So they got the big TV that they need that's outside. And then they have the infinity pool, which overlooks the Pacific Ocean.
That's beautiful.
It's insane looking.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's in Malibu, right? I mean, if they had said it was in Death Valley, you'd be like, oh, well, that's too bad. Malibu, I'm expecting the Pacific Ocean, right? Isn't that where it's right there, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much, I mean, because all I hear about Malibu is celebrities.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because I don't think they're on the Pacific Coast Highway, which is really like a 2 to 4 lane road that splits Malibu. Or drives right through Malibu. Now, I don't think they're on the beach side. I think they're on the hillside of Malibu.
Okay.
They're not like, it's not like they can walk down a set of stairs and get right to the beach.
Either way, it's awesome.
But it's, you know, the views are insane.
I'm sure they are. All right, what's the bad of the day?
I'm trying to figure this story out. I actually saw this story this morning. So bear with me. But it was too good not to talk about.
Okay.
Apparently, the Lakers got Manti Te'o'd.
Do tell.
I don't know if it's the Laker organization. Basically, there's a Lakers podcaster. Her name is Vivian Flores. And she is being accused of catfishing and faking her disappearance.
And why would she do such a thing?
Because she may not be real.
So a podcaster may not be real.
Yeah, it's confusing to me. I'm trying to figure this out. Basically, this is what happened. A couple of days ago, a guy named Josh Toussaint tweeted out that Lakers podcaster Vivian Flores had gone missing. And he tweeted out to say, hey, you guys, she's 5'5", she's this, she's that. You know, big, big Lakers fan, can you help help find her? Oh, by the way, she's also dealing with cancer. So you had celebrities like O'Shea Jackson even chime in and try to help promote this and say, yeah, we need to pull all resources together, reach out and try to find this woman. And then it turns out that she was just having a bad day, kind of went off the grid for a little bit because after chemo treatment, but she was okay.
Okay.
I know it's very confusing. It's hard to follow right now.
Really confusing. I'm so sorry.
No.
Because the person physically did not exist.
Yeah, and that's like, where and that's where the story.
And now I'm hearing there is this person.
No. This is all via tweets. There's no like hard physical form of her.
All the photos
that she has posted look photoshopped.
But she's doing a podcast.
Right.
But that could be somebody else doing a podcast. But
they all think it could be this guy doing this podcast and using like a female generated voice to push out the podcast.
Now it's starting to make some sense.
So I'm gonna
reiterate this. Guy does a podcast, says he's this girl doing the podcast, then says the girl that he made up and is playing on the podcast is missing. Gives a description that's fake. Everybody rallies.
Gives the sob story.
Got cancer. Then all the people start looking for her. Then he says, aha, you don't have to look for her anymore because she is on hiatus recovering from cancer treatment, which is still made up because he's just trying to get promotion for a podcast.
Right. And then we have a guy named on Twitter who's, I'm thinking his Twitter handle is Big Kings with a Z.
Right.
Who has had somewhat of a relationship, but every time he's tried to FaceTime her, get her to call, she's always denied the call saying she doesn't look, you know, pretty enough to, or she doesn't feel comfortable enough to do FaceTime.
Got it. Now, how are the Lakers involved
because she's one of the – she has a very popular Lakers podcast.
No, that's fine. But how are the Lakers involved in this? It's like you can have a podcast but not have a tie to the organization. Like I can do a podcast on the Nashville Predators, but the Predators could go, I don't know who he is. He's just another guy doing a podcast about
our team. I think the Laker organization also stepped in to try to help find –
So the Lakers were, because you said at the beginning they were catfish like Manti Te'o. So our Laker
executives were
looking for her and we can't find her.
I think they were in the speaking. I mean, Kevin Durant has even gotten involved in this.
Wow. That's okay. Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, it's really bizarre. I'm still trying to piece it all together. And I know it because it's a story I think that really just broke over the night for us.
Okay. Let me make this statement. I've said this kind of thing before, and I kind of use this a lot. I heard a comedian say this, and I thought it was funny, and I kind of used it as a sort of a life lesson. If you're going to fake a stroke at a party, you got to carry it to the end. Okay? Meaning, like, if you're at a party, and it's boring, and you decide, I'm going to fake a stroke to get out of this, you got to take the ambulance all the way to the hospital. You can't just get up and go, I'm good now. Nope. The ambulance has to come and take you away. And that comedian brought that up. I thought it was hilarious. But if you're this guy, right, there's no jumping out of this and going, I'm just kidding. You got to just take it to the end, right?
I mean, I think
so. He can't just come out and go, once Kevin Durant is doing it, you got to go, all right, I got to take this as far as I can get away with it.
I can
until
understand.
I'm caught. I can't admit that this has all been kind of a fake thing. I got to take it to the finish line.
Yeah, I can understand the angle. You know, maybe, you know, if he's tried a podcast himself and couldn't gain any traction, then he puts an attractive woman up there and you get some attraction to it.
Right.
And that's probably what happened, and then it got bigger than he wanted it to be, or larger than he wanted it to be, and he's in over his head. I don't know.
Fascinating. All right. Well, kind of would lean for this story also to be the dumb of the day, but
it would be the dumb of the day, except you and I we like films.
Yes, we do.
And there's a new company out there that is pushing for product placement to be added digitally to classic films.
Oh, wouldn't that be classic?
So picture, if you will, you know, we're all the same generation. You remember that iconic scene in Wayne's World where he's hawking Pepsi and Nuprin and, you know, and Reebok, like Garth is sitting there stretched out in the whole Reebok gear. And he's like, people just do things for money. And that's sad.
Right.
So
that would be great.
There's
like just like so what I'm
so basically I'm going to paint the picture for you. Picture the movie Casablanca, right?
Right. One of my favorite movie of all time.
And a new revamped label is on one of the champagne bottles.
That would be great. Or maybe like a can of Pepsi Zero on the table next to Rick.
Well, no. You can't. Don't get outlandish. Don't get crazy. They got to keep it within the time frame.
Or he's talking to Elsa with a Kit Kat bar in his hand.
Maybe.
This is absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Looking at you, kid.
So that's
snap.
That could be. I don't know if I hope that. God, I hope to God they don't do that to those films. But there's no limits to this. I guess they started doing it in the TV show Modern Family.
Oh, that's awesome.
There are certain. They're starting to do it in certain music videos, which, you know, they are a thing. You just have to go to YouTube. They will not be shown on MTV. The thing was created, and they showed one scene where it was a Mexican artist who had cans of Tecate digitally placed on the table. And musicians are doing this because, hey, they lost out on a whole year's worth of revenue of touring, so they can get a big fat check with this company just putting two cans of whatever in their music video.
Oh, great. Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah, the almighty dollar.
Scarlett O'Hara working the garden, drinking a thing of Gatorade. Well, chugging down some Gatorade in the hot Atlanta sun.
It'll be more subtle. You remember that scene in Gone with the Wind? No. But no, this is what I want you to picture. Remember that scene in Gone with the Wind when it's panning out and you just see all the soldiers? Mm. Right? Now picture an 1800-style Coca-Cola billboard in the background.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's hilarious. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's a wake-up call.